A Time for Turning Judgment on Its Head. Before beginning this treatise, it is helpful to understand that many thoughts, based on a belief system of judgment that is formed from dogma of a religious nature, will be challenged here. For those who experience the proverbial light bulb going off, much joy to you as you receive this higher realm information about the true nature of reality. For those who experience resistance to this knowledge in the form of dislike or anger, please understand that this talk is to offer a metaphysical interpretation of judgment, as well as the concepts of sin, that could only possibly expand one's awareness of another viewpoint, or maybe, I hope, offer a less fearful interpretation of some very old, traditional religious beliefs. The fearful ego, the little devil on the shoulder of which we all possess, is able to stay in control of the self through the act of judging. In essence, the ego split from the right brain originally from the fearful thought of separation, caused by the mind's first doubting judgment of reality. Judgment is the ego's favorite tool of left brain activity and how it lives in fear. If one describes the removal of judgment from thinking, the ego self will surely become alert and defensive, feeling threatened because judging, from its vantage point, is a very necessary tool for its survival. So if one experiences fear, anger, or even hatred at the knowledge shared here, look deeply within to discover why one is choosing such a defensive posturing. If realization appears that the cause is fear of change, then tell the ego that it is not in charge and that change is necessary for the health of the self. Hearing just words of a different philosophy, regardless of what they speak of, provides no fear-threat reaction nor reason for an emotional response. That is, of course, unless self-doubt still exists, which is the result of the undermining nature of the ego to question, judge, and doubt reality. So tell that part of the self to take a back seat for a change, for spirit will now drive the vehicle. This alternate view of judgment, as well as the analysis regarding the origin, quality, and definition of sin that is about to be discussed, needs time to be ingested. This information is attempting to break through eons of held fear beliefs. That is not necessarily an overnight job because of certain strongly fixed mental views of spiritual reality held for countless generations within the human psyche. However, there is always the chance for a complete turnaround of consciousness to happen individually in just a wink of an eye, for a soul to suddenly awaken to the truth of love. The ego's folly of the judgment of sin that has been put upon the self can then be finally brought to the light and exposed for what it is, merely a watery illusion of the mind. With that said, we begin. As emphasized in earlier essays, humanity's trek into separation with the yang mental polarity, also allegorically called the prodigal son leaving the home, was an adventure with the mind. Being caught in fear and judgment, out of alignment with the unconditional, loving, non-judgmental thoughts of the universe, it was through certain misjudgments that man broke from his natural state of being to explore ego and separate identity for a fuller life experience and greater expanded consciousness. It was a paradox, too, that man needed to behave in such an unnatural way, judging aspects of creation for eons in order for him to follow his natural evolutionary process towards enlightenment. It is these misjudgments of the mind that speak of sin and act so bad that it would separate the self permanently from its creator. Since all living things are simply made up of one immense being spread out upon the matrix of dimensional reality, the real possibility of any human cell of consciousness to separate from that one being is non-existent. That fundamental fear of possible separation is only an illusion of the mind. The one, who reflects infinite individual conscious minds, still always remains connected with each and every cellular identity. The universe also would never dream of judging any part of the self, nor could it actually separate from it in any way. So the belief that an act of sin would bar the spirit from the one is fundamentally flawed. The instilled religious belief that a sin, a quote, bad mistake, would keep the learning spirit from the teacher is one of the main misjudgments of most religions. That particular fear pervades our culture in many ways, from something as silly as worrying about creating a flawed sugar flower petal, to such religious madness as the Catholic dogmatic view of one sin, like divorce, and you are excommunicated. The universe does not judge any element of the self or creation as bad, leading to punishment and damnation. Spirits that are not in alignment or tone with the universe are simply lovingly maneuvered back to the source through challenge and karmic lessons. Karma is a non-judgmental force which responds when a part of the self causes pain to the whole. The karmic response is always perfectly specific to the act of fear chosen in order to teach the individual how it has become imbalanced and out of touch with the pain it is causing. According to the enlightened literary work, A Course on Miracles, the only real sin is the belief in sin. This 900-page enlightened work was channeled and brought down from the spirit plane through the ascended master, Sananda, the name of the soul who once incarnated as Jesus of Nazareth. It is this great teacher who wants to correct the misjudgments that most religions, if not all, have imposed upon his message with this breakthrough message from this outstanding workbook. The crux of most religious dogma is the belief that a grievous sin can separate us from the Creator, which is absolutely not possible. Religious institutions fervently adhere to the belief that one who sins will be judged for breaking God's laws, and therefore punished and sent to hell for eternity, never to receive the rewards of heaven, unless saved by a higher entity, say in the case of the fundamentalist Christian belief. There are many mansions in my Father's house, meant that there are many dimensional realities to existence. Upon passing from the earth plane, an unloving, quote, sinful spirit simply will not be able to rise to as high a dimensional state to enjoy all levels of creation unless it sheds its fear. Fear slows down vibrational rate. But there is still no complete separation and damnation for any spirit who acts in a way that causes pain to the self. That truth even includes what one would maybe call evil characters from history, such as Genghis Khan, Hitler, or Saddam Hussein. These are imbalanced, male polarity spirits who are in the process of learning and are forgiven from above for their acts of brutality, for they are also part of God challenging the self. In spirit, they are paying off now their karmic debt in order to understand the pain that they have caused themselves and others. Once their ego self drops off upon death of the physical body, the soul takes over in a more powerful and enlightened way. So all the despots of history are actually more loving in their spirit form than one may think. In essence, putting them to death simply brings them their joy faster and actually encourages them sooner to achieve their own recovery from fear. That is the illusion of punishment that society inflicts upon individuals for capital crimes. Now here is some background to the spiritual origin of the actual word sin. The letter S is often used at the end of words to pluralize or increase in number the effect of the root word. Putting it to the front, in this case, has even a greater effect of increasing the power of the root word. The letter S plus the root word yin becomes sin. The letter Y is sometimes used as a replacement vowel too for the letter I. So one can now see how increasing yin energy to an imbalance or extreme, pluralizing it so to speak, is the original spiritually based meaning of the three-letter word sin. A sinner, therefore, is someone who is in too much of a yin emotional state, such as lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy, and pride. Pride is the backbone of the ego. These acts of sin cause the spirit to feel separated, but not by judgment from above, but more from the ego itself feeling alone and in fear. The true definition, therefore, of the word sin is a behavior which leans too much out of balance towards the yin polarity or emotional nature. Being in sin is choosing to be in a state of fearful imbalance. If one has chosen to experience any one of the, quote, seven deadly sins, a spirit will feel then separate and alone in fear and behave accordingly. That state of feeling unsupported or separate can cause, for example, the sin of greed, a subconscious want for love from somewhere, supplanted with worldly glisters of gold. But there is no judgment from above for this greedy act. The warning against greed was just informing the naive spirit that it would feel alone and mentally separate if it ever gets caught in sin. In greed, the mind will think it is separate, but the plain truth of the matter is that the universe is not capable of separating from its spirits for any sinful act. Plain and simple, believing in sin is being afraid of God's wrath or damnation. If one accepts the fact that everyone and everything is part of the body of God manifested, then it is again ridiculous to consider separation as even possible. The 60s hippie movement succinctly spoke of this by saying, "All is one," or "God is all." One of the craziest of quaint human sayings that often can be heard is, "He sure was a good God-fearing Christian." That sentiment alone reveals that the person they speak of is always in judgment and fear, carrying a belief state of separation from the divine, hoping to be loved by his God at some point once the wrath of judgment has ended. With his fear of committing a sinful act so as not to be judged from above, the consciousness pulls away in mental separation. As a result, the spirit chooses for itself, ironically, a continuous state of sin, despite the illusion of his religious faith. It is being caught in quite a catch-22 situation, a clever but torturesome trick of the ego and mind. To be in fear of anything is experiencing an imbalance of emotional yin polarity. This sinful reaction, though, is due to the misjudgment of the yang polarity of the mind, not trusting reality because of thoughts of fear, thinking some aspect of creation is bad, scary, or dangerous. Sin has nothing to do with the divine's judgment towards its creatures, but more has to do with the soul being in a state of mental fear, feeling alone, and believing in separation. The male portion of the self is the cause of imbalance, the mind, for we think first, then react. Therefore, the imbalanced feminine yin aspect is a result of the mind first leading the self off its track or off pitch with the tone of the universe. One-way thoughts of fear increase the sin experience for the individual is to convince the self that a mistake or, quote, bad act will ultimately cause separation from the support of the universe. Many universal truths have been shared from the spirit plane through endless enlightened channelers in order to help humanity's fall from the pitch of atonement. Many universal truths have been shared from the spirit plane through endless enlightened channelers in order to help end humanity's fall from the pitch of atonement. On the soul level, they wish to once again raise up the vibrational level of fellow spirits out of fear to their natural state. A channeler is simply anyone who opens consciousness to inspiration. We all channel every day in many ways, but some human beings, like Edgar Cayce, for instance, are capable of more direct continual communication from beings sharing truth from the spiritual dimension. These gifts of knowledge and gentle warnings of the universal laws, which include also the karmic laws, have been sent down as help aids to retrain the mind out of fear and judgment. However, because of fear, this guidance is often quickly turned into have-tos and musts by fearful religious fundamentalists trying desperately to please God. When the divine warns its spirits about certain acts that cause pain to the self, it still does not impose its will upon them, nor judge its spirits for consciously or unconsciously ignoring those warnings. However, religious scholars consistently interpret the warnings as laws that must be followed, or the spirit will be damned for eternity and cast out of heaven. How scary that is! It is no wonder that with this spell cast of judgmental doctrine, humans have trembled for centuries at the thought of Judgment Day looming. Which leads me to shed a new brighter light upon now a major myth that has been completely and utterly misinterpreted and misunderstood. Confusion is the result of unenlightened generational teachings, which speak only of judgment and sin. With new metaphysical eyes, let us look more closely at the Day of Atonement, or Judgment Day, as it is also more widely known. According to most religions that speak of this biblical prophecy, this dramatic event is when mankind will be judged individually for past committed acts of sin. Those who pass the test of judgment will receive then their heavenly rewards. Those who have committed sin and are not saved are sent directly to hell to suffer torment for eternity. Nothing could be further from the truth. With most biblical prophecy, it is not the fault of the written word, for it is meant to be symbolic and allegorical. The problem herein lies always with man's fearful, or one could say sinful, interpretation of the message contained within the occult knowledge. On a side note, the word occult means hidden meaning, not the common misconception that it somehow refers to an obsessed group of religious fanatics. Pythagoras, the Greek philosopher who brought mathematics to us, also channeled numerology from the spirit plane. This fascinating study is one of the most revealing of the occult sciences. His quote, "All the meaning of life is veiled in numbers," suggests that hidden meanings can be gleaned from symbolic imagery. The hidden meaning of numbers is just one study of the occult realm of knowledge. So never shy away from anything associated with the word occult. Within that word alone is so much to be discovered beyond the superficial viewpoint. Now, back to the main point. According to the myth of Judgment Day, as described in the Bible, when this time finally arrives, Archangel Gabriel, God's messenger, will appear suddenly in the air and blow a trumpeted note that will be heard around the world. It will herald the end of time and signify a moment all souls are to be judged for their wages of sin. Renaissance paintings that depict this mythic story show Archangel Gabriel appearing in the clouds with long curly hair blowing a fluted-shaped horn, invoking the return of the Son to the Father. The prophecy certainly has merit symbolically, as do many of these seeds of truth. However, man usually finds a fearful way of interpreting the symbol literally, and often, with his mind, misjudges and then creates more fear to convince him that his belief is true. Humans generally have chosen to be in fear of this portended event, which in truth is actually a profoundly uplifting moment of humanity's growth. It is not the dreary time of reckoning that so many shout on a street corner warning that the end of the world is near. In a complete 180-degree spin, turning the conventional view of this event on its head, this prophecy in reality describes the time when most humans finally learn to stop judging the self or anything else in creation. It is a pinnacle moment when light and love energies take over the earth, transmuting the dark and fearful yang judgments of reality into new thoughts of understanding and forgiveness. In truth, this specific moment of humanity's evolution, as prophesied centuries ago, has recently already come to pass, unnoticed by many who may even have been interested. As with most myths, though, often they have been interpreted literally with the mind of an unsophisticated ancient, who could not understand the really magical quality of our technological age, for instance, television, when the prophecy was meant to take place. Many of these prophetic portents are now occurring. However, with religious dogma to furthermore confuse the mind, these myths are often cryptically hidden within their current-day symbolic forms. Simply because verbal communication from the soul level is not currently possible for most people, symbols, like the prophecy of Judgment Day, are placed by spirit into the human subconscious. These symbolic catalysts are the manner through which, in time, spirit is able to subtly communicate with incarnated spirits, as it also does frequently in dreams. Before describing the recent occurrence of Judgment Day, let me recall once again that the feminine energy, as of the year 2000, has begun a gradual awakening across the globe. Besides the two in grand design mirroring the feminine polarity, being and sitting, as it is even physically drawn, so also is the zero, the circular egg of creation, representing the unlimited potentiality of the yin. The number one, again to remind, is the yang or mental male polarity, the arrow out of the egg. As you may already know, the number one and the zero are all that is needed to make up digital information. When the computer age came upon us, these two yin-yang aspects in man are approaching balance. Our use of this number matrix, the masculine number one and the feminine number zero, mirrors humanity's growth at the present time, returning to a state of balance with both aspects. As one can surely attest to, like the computer, notice how much the yin-yang polarities working together are able to accomplish. As described in the myth too, on Judgment Day, the Son of Man would return and circle back to the Father, bringing with him experience of his separation as described in the prodigal son allegory. With all that said, here is the current event which fulfills this ancient prophecy to a T. In 1997, the most successful recording artist ever in history broke the Guinness Book of World Records for his unique ability to blow the longest note ever played on a woodwind instrument. The artist had learned circular breathing and was able to inhale at the same time while still playing the instrument without ever interrupting the sound. The musician in question is Kenny G. With his long curly locks, fluted instrument shaped like a herald's horn, he blew an E-flat note that was 45 minutes, 45 seconds long. The event was aired on worldwide television because of satellite technology. It was a note that was heard around the world. Notice, too, the purple light so prevalent around him. Blue mind and pink heart mixing equally together, infusing us with the color of the Aquarian age. His name, Kenny G, as well suggests Gabriel with the letter G. Also, the musician's first name, Kenny, root word Ken, means understanding or knowing. The letter G, too, in metaphysics is the God symbol, reflected in one of the many ways, for instance, as the spiral of our galaxy. So in other words, Kenny G, without much stretch of the imagination, could symbolize knowing God with a cryptic occult word and letter play interpretation. This monumental event is to symbolize the act of atonement by most of humanity. It is that moment when finally a large portion of humanity chooses on their own, not forced by religious doctrine, to step out of the trap of fear and judgment and into the light. The time is a shift in polarity, an alignment once again with the same tone or vibration of the universe. That tone we speak of, or musical note, is the almighty Om. Om. In love and in acceptance of all that is. In a state of Om, spirit judges nothing as either bad or good, but instead lovingly accepts everything as part of the living God. Often religious doctrine has truth in reverse, because locked dogmatic thinking is based upon fear of the Creator, not believing in an unconditional loving God, but just the opposite, an angry, wrathful, judgmental one. So to be succinct, Judgment Day, as opposed to how it has been interpreted for centuries, poetically speaking, is a time of release from the bondage of fear, when spirits no longer remain stuck out on the limbs of the Tree of Judgment. Furthermore, imbalanced fearful yang polarity believes in the illusion of time, caught in the thoughts of the past. That is why the end of time has always been associated with Judgment Day. The end of time means the end of fear, when spirits, who have been mentally lost, preoccupied with the past, finally replace their old judgments with new thoughts of love and forgiveness, finally trusting to the eternal now. This very special occurrence is a fundamental switch from thinking to feeling, an inhaling instead of exhaling of the divine breath. It is that time when humanity returns full circle to the loving arms of the support of the universe, finally taking charge of man's judgmental mind, the only thing that has kept him feeling separated from his God. As the 90s bled into the new millennium, one of the greatest misjudgments towards the self that is being finally purged out of humanity is the negative view of the gay community as sinful. The AIDS crisis is the challenge to humanity to end the denial of how society's judgmental thoughts daily attack the members of this community, who in many cases just want to share love with someone else. This attack is mirrored through this viral disease. The HIV virus causes a reflection in the person of their own immune system attacking itself. Many gay people who are infected with this virus carry the same societal judgments against their lifestyle deep in their own subconscious. The virus, therefore, is revealing to the individual, as well as society, how the minds of both are attacking the self and causing great pain. The judgments towards gays today can be so negative at times as to literally destroy the self, either through a brutal bashing or this viral disease. Love and the acceptance of gay people is one of the ways the disease will ultimately be cured and no longer be needed on the earth to reflect the fearful judgments towards this misunderstood element of society. The straight community who judges the gay lifestyle as bad might consider having a George Bailey experience for a day, like in the movie It's a Wonderful Life. Witnessing even briefly a world without gays would reveal how important they are to the joy of the whole. The self-righteous then might see how colorless and artless life would be without the creative feminine energy supplied by the gay community. The paintings alone of Leonardo da Vinci, as well as the frescoes by Michelangelo on the Sistine Chapel walls, both gay men, would vanish along with so much else in terms of design and art that the world cherishes so deeply. As the millennium has come upon us, one may notice there finally is a more all-inclusive attitude lately towards the gay community. Once man learns to not be afraid of loving his fellow man on all levels, even sexually, the last of the cruel judgments will be finally cleansed from the earth. Therefore, the gay lifestyle perfectly challenges this last thought of separation, helping on a grand scale to release this final, very stubborn sin of judgment. Openly gay people often too are freer spirits than those who may buy into the conventional viewpoint of sexuality on the earth plane, with all its fig leaf restrictions and denial. The word gay hasn't been used to describe them for no reason. Many spirits in denial miss out on just being gay and happy because they still choose, because of judgmental fears, to not fully express themselves as one of the many varieties of Eros. One profound channeled work from the higher realm explains that the gay community is thought of very kindly and respected from the spirit plane, often being referred to as the free community. These misjudged spirits battle dogma daily, and ultimately, once out of the closet, accept their true nature, which is the greatest test we all face. Instead of letting fear win, they express themselves fully despite the extreme misjudgments by the sinful against this alternate lifestyle. Again, to emphasize, and most particularly here, it is the fear or homophobia which is the sin, a judgmental spirit caught in a state of fear about part of creation, and not the act of homosexual love that is the sin. The universe explores the full spectrum of Eros in all forms, just as it paints the many colors of the lilies of the field. Any either-or belief system is made up of ego thoughts, black and white, left brain and colorless, a creation of fearful yang polarity. Notice how many religions cloak their members in black and white thinking, with just an occasional touch of the powerful red in order to keep control of the masses. Cardinals and popes, if one takes the time to notice, always wear their satin ruby slippers. So release any subconscious fear you may have been influenced to believe from centuries and eons of religious misjudgments. The end of judgment is now at hand. Align with the tone of acceptance. No longer will it be a time of fear, but of love, a type of love that envelops all aspects of reality and judges nothing. Love thine enemy as thyself, for that is the simple truth. We are all one being attempting to raise all elements of the self up to heaven without exception. Separating from the consciousness of the universe to explore individuality is part of the divine plan, so there is no judgment from above against what was ordained for the evolution of humanity. The mental choice now to learn to no longer judge reality in any aspect is ultimately part of every human spiritual growth. It is now the time of the feminine, which includes the heart center. If the heart is present, then no fear can confuse nor distract the spirit from its alignment with the natural order or tonal vibration of the universe. A wise master, when on the physical plane, once said, "Judge not, lest ye be judged," or stated another way, "Judge not, lest ye be in judgment." Either way, the message is clear. Why man has chosen to so often think that judgment comes from the Almighty reveals that we have clearly missed the message, that to be unconditionally loved and free from any judgment is simply our God-given right. Our minds can think anything, even when it is not reality. A fear of God's wrath towards us for making a sinful mistake has convinced many that Judgment Day is the time of reckoning. Break the shackles of that belief. It is a remarkable time when free spirits are finally jumping out of the boxes of self-imposed hell. Jailed within icy mental walls of judgment for what has seemed forever, the soul is no more bound by held beliefs of shame and sin, feeling free to fully express all colors of its light without fear of separation. A picture is often worth a thousand words. This ancient prophecy is so clearly depicted on the 20th card of the tarot deck, the Judgment card. This symbol of the Major Arcana suit is the end of the fool's journey, which had begun with number zero, like Voltaire's very human character of Candide. This ancient occult archetype imagery shares the joyful truth of Judgment Day in one brief glance. Nude spirits, unashamed and unabashed, return to the loving embrace of spirit, popping out forever of the gray Pandoric boxes of fear and judgment that they have mentally held so tightly around themselves for a millennia. Be joyful that the critical mass of humanity is now at a new enlightened stage of development, finally able to graduate from hell on earth. It is a new heaven on earth, as fear vibrations gradually exit and non-judgmental loving energy finally begins to take over. Fear slows down vibrational level and densifies anything it touches. It is what has caused the fall from grace, the drop out of the fifth dimension or soul level, our true state of being. Once fear is removed fundamentally from the earth, incarnated souls will be able to raise up their vibrational state of being to such an extent as to make it possible once again to experience the fifth dimensional reality, the spirit plane, even while in the dense physical body. Everything will be that light. We are already beginning to see that occur with some very loving channelers who vibrate at such a generally faster wavelength that they are then able to tap into the spirit plane frequency for information, even with the present state of Earth's density. So much of the knowledge shared here has been gleaned and compiled from many such unique sources. If after reading or hearing this alternate interpretation of the myth of Judgment Day, one feels a sense of peace and release from fear, then this new information has been incorporated and has created a positive result for which it was truly intended. If, however, one feels threatened about one's religious belief system, or becomes angry and afraid of this alternate viewpoint, then the old doctrines are deeply held within the psyche. For those who resist, some comfort may seem to be felt by holding on to their belief in sin and judgment, because that is only what they have been always taught or are familiar with since childhood. And too, these held beliefs of sin and judgment could have been maintained for many lifetimes. Judgments fixed in this way can often be quite a challenge to release. Also, congregational mass agreement can appear to soothe the soul. However, nothing can speak of the peace that passeth all understanding when one comes to understand that there is no view of sin nor judgments of it made towards any soul from higher realms ever. It still means, though, that even the smallest act of causing pain to the self does not go unnoticed from above. But there is never a thought of punishment or damnation to a spirit for its human failings, only teaching and guidance through the universal and karmic laws. When a spirit finally understands this freedom from judgment, one then breaks the great yoke of bondage, realizing that sin and judgment are only an illusion of fear, the mind of man having gone astray from the knowingness of the unconditional love that is the universe. So here's to Kenny G's symbolic signpost of a dawning golden age of acceptance, an all-inclusive, growing circle that is now increasingly spreading its purple light out upon the darkness of the earth. Peace and love. End transmission.